We're doing the Kitzul Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, we're up to Halacha Hey. We had learned that kosher garment, a garment that requires tzitzit, is one that is slit most of the way up. In order for it to be considered a corner, it has to be split most of the way up. So that was an Halacha Dalet. Okay. Now, what happens in Besha Shetilba Tzitzit, when he put the strings inside the garment, so then the garment only had a small slit on the bottom. Most of the way it was closed. And then he makes a cut, he makes a slit most of the way up, and now it's really obligated to have tzitzit. But he put the tzitzit inside the garment when it wasn't yet obligated to have tzitzit. Imagine a person wears a vest. The vest on his left and on his right, it has a small slit going up 2 inches. So he makes a hole, he puts in tzitzit, and then he cuts the vest all the way up, almost up to his armpits. So now it's slit most of the way, and now it must have tzitzit, but when it became a garment that's obligated in tzitzit, it already had the tzitzit. So then it is psula, it is disqualified, mishum, because the Torah tells us, ta'aseh, one must make tzitzit on a garment that is obligated to have tzitzit, velo minasui, and it can't automatically have tzitzit when it becomes obligated to have tzitzit. We must place the tzitzit and make them when the garment is obligated to have tzitzit. We cannot make them before the garment is obligated, and then they'll automatically be there when the garment becomes obligated. Clear? Hainu, shebshasha toseh tzitzit tiye bekashrut. When you make the tzitzit, when you tie the tzitzit into place, everything has to be kosher already. The tzitzit have to be kosher tzitzit, the garment has to be obligated, everything has to be set up. You can't make it in a way that afterwards, retroactively, it'll be good. That's not good. It has to be good at the time that it's made. Here, halacha vav. We just finished. Hey, halacha vav. Rov ze, when we say that the majority of the garment has to be split, צריך להיות ממקום שמתחילים לתפור כלפי מטה. It has to be from where you start sewing downward. ואין לצרף את הנקב דרכו מכניסים את היד. You can't combine the hole through which you put your hands. Think of a vest. So when you say the majority has to be split, you're making a slit on the side of on the two sides of the vest, so that now your vest will have a front flap and a back flap. So now the front flap has two corners and the back flap has two corners. Well, we say that those corners are obligated in tzitzit only if it is split most of the way up, if it flaps for most of the way of the garment. Do you combine the hole through which you put your arms into the vest? So the Rav Chaim David Alevi says not. Then lasot shavulim letalit, and one should not make sleeves for a talis. Halacha zayin, hazrizim b'mitzvot, those that are swift in mitzvot, enam tatvim b'talitot shemishnei tzedehem meutarim b'pasim shchorim, ela kulo afach lavan tohohu. Those that are swift in mitzvot only wear talitot that are completely white, and I think this is where we were up to.